Jesse, what was it that drew you to classical music?
One of the ministers of my church when I was a little kid was an amazing pianist and a singer at the same time. So he could sing and preach and play from the piano. He'd do all these incredible things. And the audience was really affected emotionally by what he was doing. So I saw that kind of transfer. I didn't put it together until I became serious about being a classical musician. When I focused on the violin, suddenly the ability to communicate through music, through instrumental music, was illumined for me in all of its aspects. When I was a kid, I thought James Brown was the king of music. And all the other R&B artists that were so wonderful in the 50s and 60s, you know, through there. And I grew up with that stuff. I heard Antonio Vivaldi's set of 12 violin concertos, Opus 3, and I could draw a direct musical parallel between Vivaldi and James Brown. There's something happening on every 16th note. It's the same kind of verve, the same kind of vigor. And Vivaldi was appreciated back in the 1600s, late 1600s, just as much as James Brown was enjoyed in his heyday, in his prime. And believe it or not, I still try to draw those parallels between classical music and popular forms of expression of the same kind of art.
And you're going to be able to showcase and do that outreach directly as part of the Art and Soul program, too. How are you going to do that?
It's kind of a daunting idea for me, but when I was a violinist for the Fort Wayne Philharmonic, one of the local restaurateurs would come to our concerts and heard me play, and it occurred to him that, you know, he could have me come and stroll in his restaurant on Valentine's Day. And so I went through and tried to pick out as many movie themes and romantic Broadway musical tunes that I could conjure up. And I went to his, I was kind of, well, they're not going to like it very much, you know. And I went there and I played, and there's such a clamor every year that I've been going back for the last 17 years to do it. So I figured I'd do that because it's a way that I can actually move around the audience if I want to, and I can kind of schmooze a little bit, you know, talk about the violin. Hey, you want that a little softer? I can do that for you if you like, you know. Do you remember this song? I bet your grandma knows the words to this, you know. Listen to this. Have you ever heard the sound of a violin without electronic aid? It's a fantastic thing. This is the same sound that was created on this instrument 400 years ago, and now it's still alive, and you're appreciating it for its intrinsic beauty. And, hey, that's really great for an instrumentalist to be able to do.
You're a walking edutainer.
That's exactly it. You kind of have to be, you know, because with the classical arts, I think the classical arts have a responsibility to break through that barrier of stuffiness, of over-high intellectualism, you know. Sometimes for me, classical music is just a little too sterile. And then I pull out my Romanian folk songs with George Zamfir and his band of four scurrilous violin players, a cimbalom player, and a bass player who sounds like his bow is strung with rope. And it's just the most, you know, really grassroots music making. And if you need to bring that to classical.
Can you play a little bit of something here for us so we can get a little something on tape, please?
Okay, I'll try to do this without having warmed up.